The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Pei Zayin. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph. We are discussing the halachas of animals on Shabbos. And we are now going to deal with the issue of measuring food for the sake of an animal. Min HaTorah, there is no problem with measuring something on Shabbos. However, there is a malacha of kosev, of writing. And Chazal were concerned that if we would allow people to measure things on Shabbos, since measuring often has what to do with business endeavors, the concern was that a person would come to write down the details of a business transaction or the like. Consequently, midirabbanan, it is forbidden to measure things on Shabbos, with certain exceptions, usually relating to a dvar mitzvah, or dealing with someone who is a chole, someone who is ill. However, to measure food for an animal, that is prohibited on Shabbos. So we have halacha yud aleph, lo yimdod adam sa'orim, lo seis lefnei behemto. A person should not measure the barley that he is putting in front of his animal on Shabbos. Ella mishayer ba'omed daiton. Rather, he should estimate it, he should give a general estimation to make sure that he's giving the animal the right amount of food. There is no halacha prohibiting estimating on Shabbos, but to measure something precisely is forbidden midirabbanan. Halacha yud beis. Agudas shachas. A bundle of hay. Im eina keshura bekesher shokayama, if it is not tied with a permanent knot, dahainu, which means to say, shnake sharim ze al gab ze, a double knot, that would be considered a permanent knot, mutar lahatira velitna lifnei behema, it would be permitted to untie the single knot and to place it in front of the animal. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if it is tied in three different locations, there's grounds to forbid it. Umutar lachtoch diluin kashin lifnei behema, and it is also permitted to cut hard pumpkins in front of the animal. Fuhu kishen nitlishu me etmol, and this is as long as it was detached from before Shabbos. V'im ha'deluyin rakim, and if the pumpkins are soft, v'yocholo la'ochlan kach, and the animal is able to eat it as such, without cutting it, asur l'chotchon, it is forbidden to cut it on Shabbos. The point is that if the animal could eat it without being cut up further, it would be considered excessive effort on behalf of the owner and therefore be forbidden on Shabbos. But if this is the only way that the animal could eat it, of course, then one could and should cut up the food for the animal on Shabbos. Again, this is only if it was detached from the ground from before Shabbos. Halacha Yud Gimel. Mutar lahamid behemtoi al gabe asavim mechubarim. It is permissible to put one's animal on grass which is attached to the ground, kidesha tochau, in order that it should be able to eat the grass on Shabbos. Ki ein zos melacha etzlo, because for the animal this is not considered melacha, mashetarko ha'asavim, this that it uproots the grass. Adarabba niyachla, it is considered, this is its menucha. The animal needs to eat in Shabbos. So that when we spoke about a prohibition of having one's animal do malacha on Shabbos, it was not talking about when the animal is simply eating. because that is the menucha. This is what we learn out from the Mechilta, that this is the rest for the animal and it's not considered melacha for the animal. Aval asavim shetoshen goy b'shabes shehem mukotzim. However, grass that the goy pulled out from the ground on Shabbos, which have the status of being muktza, asur lahamid sham behema shetochal, is forbidden to put the animal there so that he should eat the grass. Elim kain ein la malechal, unless it doesn't have anything else to eat. Oz mutar mishum tsar balechayim, then it is permissible because of the distress to the animal. V'chein, and likewise, im ein la malishtos, if the animal doesn't have what to drink, mutar lomar legoy, it is permissible to instruct the non-Jew, lahavi lomayim min habe'er shebekarmelis, to bring water for the animal from the well which is in a Carmelis. Halacha yudalid, ein tolin al behema kis o kli shetocho mi tocho. It is forbidden to hang on the neck of the animal any type of utensil from which the animal would eat. Kevan sheze eino el l'tanug ba'alma l'behema, because this is only done for the pleasure of the animal, shelo titzarech l'shoach tzavara, in order that it should not need to bend over its neck and pick up the food from the ground. V'asur l'troach b'shabes b'shvil tanug ha-behema, and although it is permissible to do tircha, to apply effort when preparing food for the animal so that it shouldn't be suffering, however, it is forbidden to put effort on Shabbos simply for the pleasure of the animal where it would have food otherwise. Aval agolim usayachim, however, calves and colts, these are younger animals, young cows and young horses, shetzavaron kotzar, that they have shorter necks, umitztarim le'echol min hakarka, and it is distressful for them to eat food off the ground, mutar litzlos lehen kli imaychol bechotzer, in a courtyard it is permissible to hang the utensil with food around the neck. Avolo yetsu bo, but they're not allowed to go out with it beyond the chotzer, beyond the courtyard. Mipnei shemasa hulahen, because this is a load for them, which means that they will be carrying, and an animal is not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. Halacha tesvav, ein lahashlich tfua laofos bimokam lach. One may not throw grain as food for birds in a place where the ground is moist, sheyocholios, because it is possible, sheyishoer shom tzas, that a little bit will remain there, v'yatzmiach achakach, and then it will grow. And this would be a violation of the melacha of zorea, of planting. Now, even though it is not the intent of the person who's putting it there to plant, but since it may be inevitable that seeds put in a moist ground will grow, so it would be usher to do it on Shabbos. Halacha tesayin, hanosein mispo lebehemos, one who is giving fodder to animals, asur lit no tchila bekivra, it is forbidden for him to first put it into a sieve, lahotzi hamotz, to remove the inedible parts and to clean it, because this would be the melacha of mirakeid, of sifting. Aval im eino mechaven lekach, but if this is not his intention to purify the food, mutar lakachas oso bekivra, he's allowed to transport the food in a sieve, vilitno ba'evus, and then to put it into the trough, the utensil in which the animal eats, even though while it is in the sieve, it will somewhat be separating the edible parts from the inedible parts, nevertheless it's mutter because this is not his intention. Halacha yud zayin, deals with the melacha of lush in terms of how it relates to preparing animal food. The definition of lush, which we usually translate as kneading, is combining tiny particles into a solid by means of a liquid medium. Now, there's two elements to the melacha of lush, of kneading. One is to pour the liquid into a solid, which will become thicker. And the second is to mix the liquid and solid together, meaning once the liquid is already poured into it, to mix it together. Both of these aspects are forbidden on Shabbos because of the melacha of lush, meaning both to pour the liquid in, even if it's not mixed in, as well as if the liquid was already poured in, then to mix it in a kneading process would also be forbidden. So now the Kitzer tells us, Hanosein morsan lebehemos o leofos, one who is giving bran to animals or birds, asur laseis lesochan mayim, it is forbidden for him to put water in there. Again, this is the first element of the melacha of lush. V'imnasun behem mayim erev Shabbos, and if the water was already placed there from before Shabbos, asur legablon b'Shabbos, then it's still forbidden to do the kneading process on Shabbos. Aval mutar l'na'aron mi kli el kli, however, it is permissible to pour the dough and water, to pour this bran from one utensil to another, kideisha yisarvo, in order that it will be mixed. In other words, since you're not doing a normal kneading process, it is not prohibited from doing it on Shabbos, again, as long as the water was put into it from before Shabbos. In Halacha Yud Ches, we discuss Chazal's concern that people should not be involved in applying excessive effort or exertion on Shabbos. This means practically that if there's an animal who is relying on us for food, it is incumbent upon us to feed the animal on Shabbos. However, if the animal is not dependent on us feeding it, it would be forbidden for us to feed such an animal on Shabbos. So now he says, Behemos chayos ve'ofos, domesticated animals, wild animals, birds, hagedelos bebayis, that are raised in the home, shem mizonoseyen mutolin alecha, that their food is dependent upon you, mutar loseis lehem mizonos b'Shabbos, it is permissible to give them food on Shabbos. In fact, not just is it permissible, it is also obligatory. About oson she'enon gedelos b'bayis, but those animals that are not raised in one's home, ve'en mizonoseyen alecha, and they are not dependent upon you for their food, asur litroach b'shvil litin lehem mizonos, it is forbidden to apply effort in order to give them food, v'afilu lahashlich lifneihem asur, it is even forbidden to merely throw the food in front of them, because even that is considered excessive effort. Ulechein asur litin mizonos lifnei hayonim, it is therefore forbidden to put food in front of the pigeons, lefisha yotzin va'ochlim basadeh, because they go out and eat in the field. They don't rely on us to feed them. However, there's an exception to the rule, and that is when it comes to dogs. The rule is that nosnim mizonos lefnei kelev, we are allowed to give food in front of the dogs, va'afilo shohefker, even if they are ownerless dogs, yesh ktsas mitzvah litin lo ma'at mizonos, there is somewhat of a mitzvah to give them a little bit of food, shehari HaKadosh Baruch Hu chos olav al shem mizonos av muatin, because Hashem has mercy on the dog because his food supply is minimal, umasha achilasa b'meyav gimel yomim, and therefore Hashem made it that the food will stay in his stomach for 3 days. Consequently, we also have a special mitzvah to provide food for dogs, and therefore, even if the dog is ownerless, it would be permissible to feed it on Shabbos. Yesh nogim loseis chitim lifnei ha'ofos b'Shabbos Shira. There is a minog to put wheat kernels in front of the birds on Shabbos Shira, that's Parshas B'Shalach. Ve'eino nochon, it is not proper to do so, shari'ein mizunasein alecha, because the birds are not relying on us for food, and therefore they should not be fed on Shabbos. Consequently, the minhag developed that people do feed the birds on Erev Shabbos. Until now, we were discussing providing food for an animal that is not dependent upon us. How about providing food for a person, for a non-Jew? Is it permissible to feed him on Shabbos? So in Halacha Yutes, it says, Mutar lezamein goy lebeiso. It is permissible to invite a non-Jew to one's house, le'echo imo b'Shabbos, so that he can eat with us at the Shabbos meal. V'yafa b'sha'asa b'yomtov mishum gzera, even though on Yom Tov it is forbidden to invite a non-Jew, because there is a decree that one may not do so lest he end up cooking extra food for the non-Jew, as is explained later on in Simen Tzadiches, Avo b'Shabbos ein lochosh lozos, but on Shabbos there is no concern for this, because on Shabbos we're not cooking for anyone. In other words, only on Yom Tov, when it is permissible to cook for a Jew, so we're concerned that if we invite a non-Jew over and there's not enough food, maybe I'm going to end up cooking special for the non-Jew, and that's forbidden. But on Shabbos, when there's no heter to cook for anyone, so there's no concern I'm going to cook for the non-Jewish guest. And therefore on Shabbos it is permissible to invite him. Umutar lases afilo lo levado mizonos, and it is permitted to even give the non-Jew food by himself. It's not just that you have to feed him together with the rest of the family. V'yafa pisha'ein mizonosov alecha, even though the non-Jew is not relying on you for food, mikomakam nevertheless, kevon shemefarnesin goyim mipnei darkei shalom, since we have a principle in Hilchos Tzedakah that we are supposed to support non-Jews because in order to bring peaceful relationships between us. So you see that since this is a mitzvah upon us, choshev kimizonosav alecha, therefore it is considered as if his sustenance is upon us as well. The next two halachas relate to the malacha of tzad, of trapping. It is forbidden to trap any animal on Shabbos. Halacha chaf, behema chaya va'of, any animal, whether domesticated or not, or any bird, shelo hergulu adayin lovo be'erev lakluv shelahem, that is not accustomed to return home every evening to their own cage, v'chein afilo im hergulu, and the same thing would be true even if they are accustomed to do so, elo sha'ata mordu'u barachu, but now they are being rebellious and they're running away. Asur lahachnisan l'toch hakluv, it is forbidden to put such an animal inside a cave, or l'toch habayis, or inside the house, because this would be the malach of tzedah, you'd be trapping. Meaning like this, the prohibition of tzad is only to trap an animal which is loose, which is free. But an animal which is already trapped, there would be no prohibition of trapping it further. So therefore, an animal that is accustomed to being in the cage, he always comes back to the cage, so that animal is always considered trapped, regardless whether he happens to be in the cage now or not. However, an animal that is not used to this and will have to be placed in the cage and will not go there willingly, whether it's a one-time thing or it's just not used to coming back to the cage. For such an animal, it would be forbidden to trap it on Shabbos. Vafilo imehem babayis o baklov, even if they are already in the house or in the cage, eloshadelas pisucha, but the door is open, asur lesagra, is forbidden to close it, mishem debezer hema nitzadim, because through this they will be trapped, vahavi iser tzedah, and this would be a prohibition of trapping on Shabbos. Halacha chaf aleph, v'im kvar hargulo, but if they are already accustomed, v'hema b'nei tarbus, and they are used to living among people, shadarkan lovo be'erav limkomam, that it is their manner that they come home every evening to their place, v'yatsu, and now they went out, v'hu choshesh shlo yignev losam, and the owner is concerned that they might get stolen, mutalit chosan, he'd be allowed to push them, sheyelechu lemakam hamishtamer, so that they go into a safe place. Avalo yikach osam b'yadayim, but he may not take them with his hands, shareihem mukotzim, because the animals are muktza. Now the Mishnah Brura points out that when we talk about a prohibition of putting the animal into the house or closing the door of the house, that's only talking about a case where the house is small. But if the house is so large and the animal can run around within the house, even closing the door would not necessarily confine it to the extent to qualify as tzedah. Meaning, if I can't lunge for the animal and catch it in a single lunge, in one swoop, then the animal is not really considered trapped, regardless whether the door is open or closed, and therefore I would be permitted to close the door in a large house where the animal can move around freely. Halacha chaf beis, ein miyaldin es habehema b'shabbos. One may not deliver the birth of an animal on Shabbos. Va'afilo l'sada, and even to assist it. Hainu, sha'ochas es havlad, which means to hold the newborn animal, shelo yipa la'aretz, so that it shouldn't fall to the ground, asur, even that is forbidden. Halacha chaf gimel, maka bitchilasa. If an animal has a wound in its early stage, sheyesh lebehema tsar mimeno, that the animal is suffering from it, sochen osa b'shemen, one would be allowed to apply oil to relieve the animal's discomfort. Avol basof, but in the later stages of the wound's healing, she'ein hasicha ela mishum tanug, where the purpose of anointing the oil is merely for the animal's pleasure, also it is forbidden to do it, because here it's not alleviating the animal's discomfort. Halacha chaf dalid, im achla karshinim harbe ukedome, if the animal ate too much animal fodder and the like, umitzdaeres, and now it is suffering from overeating, yochol laharitza b'chotzer, it would be permissible to walk with it or to run with it in the courtyard, kideshe tisyageya v'tisrape, in order that it will become tired and this would be its healing. Im achazod dam, if the animal overheats because of a problem with its blood, yochol lahamido b'moyim kidei shetitzdanein, it would be permissible to put it in the water in order that it should cool down. V'im hu safek, shema im lo yakizu lo dam tamuz, and if there's a doubt whether if we don't bloodlet the animal that it might die, mutar loma legoy lahakiza, it is permissible to instruct a non-Jew to bloodlet the animal on Shabbos. V'chein shar refuos, the same thing is true about other medical procedures. Osin la ayide goy, it may be done on Shabbos through a non-Jew. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason why it's permissible is because of Tzar Balei Chaim, because we want to alleviate the suffering of the animal.